Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Well, God bless you, and I personally want to welcome you today to another prophetic time of prayer. We're getting ready to believe God and stand on the word of God right now. There's a scripture that's very powerful for this time. Psalm 50:5, it says, "Gather my saints unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by the sacrifice." Those who have sacrificed much in this season will receive much in this season. You sow in your giving, you will reap the harvest of your living. We know that this is a time where the men and women of God are believing God for so many things. It almost looks like nothing is happening, but delay doesn't mean denial. That's not a cliche. That's a reality in the world full of forces and demonic activity and principalities and power that are working very hard to overrule the thought of man over the faith of God. We have to stand strong and stand tall and believe and know that God's will shall be done. But the chauffeur is sound. The men and women of God are flowing in the prayer realm. We know, as the word of God said in Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them who are, love God, who are the called according to his purpose. We all have a powerful purpose in this season, and we're going to stand on the word of God. We're not going to waver because of what we see, feel, experience, or even heard. We're standing strategically on God's word with power and authority, and we're going to believe God for the presence and the move of his word over our life with all strength. Now, as our intercessors and prayer warriors are launching the sound of creativity, the word of God talks about the sound and garment rolled in blood, but this will be the burning fuse of fire. God has called us to such a time as this, called us to a place like this. We're getting ready to pray and believe God with you and for you on today. Set your heart as a flint. Stand on the word of God. Watch God move. We're getting ready to pray. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. The word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is coming to you out of Romans, and I am in the contemporary English version, Romans 8:31. Down. What can we say about all this? If God is on our side, can anyone be against us? God did not keep back his own son, but he gave him for us. If God did this, won't he freely give us everything else? If God says his chosen ones are acceptable to him, can anyone bring charges against them? Or can anyone condemn them? No, indeed. Christ died and was raised to life, and now he is at God's right side, speaking to him for us. Hallelujah. Can anything separate us from the love of Christ? Can trouble, suffering, hard times, or hunger and nakedness, or danger and death? It is exactly as the scripture says. For we face death all day long. We are like sheep on their way to be butchered. In everything, we have won more than victory because of Christ who loves us. I am sure that nothing can separate us from God's love. Not life or death, not angels or spirits, not the present or the future, and not powers above or powers below. Nothing, all creation, can separate us from God's love for us in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Glory be to God. We have the victory. We have the victory. Glory be to God. We have the victory. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus, that we have the victory. Nothing can separate us from you, Father God. Nothing. Your word says nothing can separate us from you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Yes, we face death all day long. Yes, we are like the sheep on the way to be butchered, but my God is able to keep us, to wrap his arms around us and keep us and protect us from all hurt and harm. You know the plans that you have for us, Father, to prosper us and never to hurt or harm us. It will take this test to pass the test. Glory, hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. We come, hallelujah. Woo, my God, we come this far by faith. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The song comes to mind. We come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. Hallelujah. Trusting in his holy word. Hallelujah. You never, never, never failed us yet. Glory be to God. Nor will you ever fail us. There is no yet, because Y-E-T, because God is always on time. Hallelujah. We know that much prayer, much power, Father God. We lend our prayer out right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. You beacon us. When you beckon us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we must pray. In our very hour, Father God, in this very hour, Father, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray. We lift up our voices to you, Father God. We will meditate on your word day and night, Father God. Anywhere we missed out on your call, on the call of you, Father God, for we have been bought with the price. Hallelujah. Forgive us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because you're calling on us that we may prosper in health and in strength, Father God. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God, that we may prosper and have good success in everything we do, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for extending your mighty hand to us in the name of Jesus. We are here, Father God. We are here to receive your strength. Hallelujah, Father. Because of you, Father God, because of you, our strength is renewed day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, glory be to God, second by second. My God, this is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for giving us this breath to praise you, Father God. We rejoice and praise you. Hallelujah. Somebody just took their last breath. Hallelujah. And they didn't have that opportunity anymore. We pray, Father God, in the spirit for them and join here on earth, Father God, with you on earth, that they shall see your face in that last breath. We give our breath to you. We glory you. We glorify you, God. We exalt you, Father God. We magnify you, God. We glorify you, God. Hallelujah. We Shabbat you, God. You sit high and see everything low. Glory be to God. We blow kisses to you, Lord. Mwah. Hallelujah. Yes, we blow kisses to you. Hallelujah. We blow kisses to you. You deserve all of our praise, all of our glory. Hallelujah. Through it all, Father God. Hallelujah. You have been with us through it all. Hallelujah. You've been good to us. No, not just good, but very, very good to us. We take time, Father God, to thank you, to appreciate you. Hallelujah. Anywhere we have, hallelujah, taken you for granted, forgive us, Father. Anywhere we have, hallelujah, disrespected you, hallelujah, unknowingly, Father God, forgive us. Anywhere we have been double-minded, forgive us. The word speaks about a soul split. Man is unstable in all his undertakings. A soul split. We want to be one with you, God. Hallelujah. Bring us back into alignment now, Father God, as we have this opportunity to sit under this powerful anointing. Glory be to God. Anywhere that we've been double-minded, forgive us, Father God. Anywhere that we have stepped out of character, Father God, forgive us, hallelujah. Forgive us, hallelujah, for being around bad situations that we should have just walked away from. Glory be to God. We know, hallelujah, we know about what bad company can do, how it corrupts the good manners of your people, that can cause our testimony to be compromised in the name of Jesus. You told us not to be deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. It ruins morals, good morals. So we repent, Father God. We ask you to forgive us of our sins of commission and commission. Glory be to God. Oh, God, things we've done that we had no business doing. Forgive us. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we call on you, Father God. We call on you to forgive us, forgive us. Forgive us for the sound of the ram. Forgive us. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Get a little bus under the last. Yeah, Evangelist Piggott, if you're on the line, blow with me. Ram in the bush, Lord. Forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us, Father God. We don't want to come before you without laying it all down, Father God. You sit high and see everything low, Father God. So we ask you to forgive us. Thank you. Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Glory out of us, son, get God. Oh, God, out of us, so cool, out of us, son, get we decree and declare that we are the sons of the Most High God, the most true and only God. We are not underlying servants. In the name of Jesus, God will abort the effects of any stigma. And we decree and declare favor, grace, and honor. Replace all negative feelings, Father God, perceptions and thoughts concerning our family, our work, our ministry, our church, Father God. We are the church. We denounce the religious spirit that speaks, hallelujah, of the goodness of God as a servant of Sand Valley. My God, you spoke to me 7:17 on yesterday morning to come against the spirit of Tobiah. My God, in the order of the Vasong, in the order, yes, Lord, in the order of the Vasong, here. So now we come against that spirit that has crept its way, trying to seep into the walls of the church. We are the church. Oh, glory be to God. Give me the wings, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we apply the host of heaven to war against the host of darkness. Now, in the name of Jesus, all tactics of the enemy, we send the arrows of destruction against our homes, our work, our business, our entrepreneurship, our churches, our personal ministry, our conferences, our gatherings of the saints, our personal intimacy with God. Any taunting spirit in our worship, just trying to come against our worship, taunting. Be cleansed now from this lying spirit that has been sent by unforgiving and unruly and rebellious spirit in the house of God, in the household body of Christ. We send an arrow into the plans and the plots and the schemes that are trying to pick off the saints. We denounce and come against falsehood, slander, speculation, accusation, misrepresentation, and character assassination. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that we send fire. We send an arrow of fire into the mouth of Sanballat. We decree and declare nobility and greatness are Dr. LaRon's portion, the 5-4 ministries portion, the intercessor's portion, the shofar portion. Glory out of the Vasum that I speak here. Mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and children, the school teachers portion. Because of you, Father, our strength is renewed day by day. Our mercies are new every morning and in this moment. Glory be to God that the Lord is our strength. Oh, Lord, we wait on you, Father God. We wait on you, hallelujah, as you renew our strength. We will mount up. We are mounting up right now in the name of Jesus with eagles, with the wings of eagles right now. We shall walk and not faint. You lying demons. Hallelujah. Our Father is allowing us to forgive as we have been forgiven. We will not walk in this lie. We will not be a toy in the hand of the devil. Right now, we confirm the word that our Father has spoken to us, that we are free and free indeed. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, every effort, the enemy and his imps, this secret enemy of God hiding itself in the cut, in the walls of the house of God, in our homes, in our businesses, and God's people's temples, the temples we have been bought with a price. We serve you, Tobias and Sanballat. We belong to God. We come against you by the power invested in us by Jesus Christ, Yahweh, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We are covered against deprivation. Our tithes are covered. The world called this season right here in August, when it's this hot, the dog days of August, burning up the natural things, our ground. We reverse these words spoken out into the atmosphere, and we release a river flowing with fresh, refreshing water, the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know, glory be to God, to pray against this global warning that you have exposed this thing for many years. It has come to head. Hallelujah. The things that are dying on this earth, the dry, hot, we know eight means to cut away, yet to produce anew in the name of Jesus. But we come against the spirit of deprivation. The enemy will not burn up our harvest. We quench every fiery dart of wickedness sent against our lives in the name of Jesus. We quench every fiery dart of ungodly words spoken against our lives in the name of Jesus. We quench every fiery torch, hallelujah, the enemy will use against our lives in the name of Jesus. We quench every gossip directed against our lives in the name of Jesus. We break all these curses of witchcraft and sorcery and divination in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves right now, in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all the curses of rejection in the name of Jesus. Those have been rejected because they feel they've been rejected. Wanting something you can't have in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Glory be to God. We come against it. We break and release ourselves from all curses of Jezebel and Ahab in the name of Jesus. We break ourselves right now. Hallelujah, from all curses. We break ourselves, Father God. We break ourselves and release ourselves from all curses of both sides of the family. Hallelujah. Back three and four generations come against this thing that's trying to come against the house of God, the house, our temple, our body. We come against everything that's trying to tear down our finances. To make it look like we don't have the vault. We don't have the keys to the vault. We don't have the combination to the vault. But our God has given us a combination. And I speak and decree and declare in the name of Jesus that that combination to each and every one of our vaults be released. And we will become just like the enemy. We are relentless in the name of Jesus. We are relentless. Glory for the Lord thy God said the enemy is relentless, and we are relentless right back at him. Whatever he brings to us, he cannot keep with us because we're standing at the gate. We're standing at the gate. Lift up your heads in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. All these gates, keepers of the gate, and be lifted up forever. You hate your binding door, storekeepers. That's the King of Glory. Hallelujah. The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord of hosts may come in. Thank you, Lord, for coming in. Thank you, Lord, we announce your awareness. Thank you, Lord, we announce our awareness. I come to denounce hate. I come to denounce deceit. I come. Will not tear down what God has built up in the people of God. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Father. Jehovah Jireh, loose the loins of kings in the name of Jesus and command that the 211 gates be opened. Go before us, Father, and make the crooked places straight. Shake into pieces the gates of brass and cut asunder the bars of iron. Grant unto us according to your riches and glory. Hallelujah. Your vault that you have for us, Father God, your riches and glory, whether the vault be of money or whether the vault be of sickness, to release unto us the victory. And that combination is open. We have the victory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that we decree and declare that the Cyrus anointing flows unhindered, uncontaminated into our lives. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for us. And it's released now. It's not just laying there. It's released now. Glory out of our song that is here. We will not be greedy. We know for the Lord has spoken that we know the plan He's seen what the enemy's doing. He's given us plans of the enemy. So we send those plans back to the pits of hell from which they come. We send them back. We send back Tobias. We send back Sanballat. He will not penetrate the walls of the church. He will not penetrate our tithe. He will not have us standing in the house of God praising and worshiping like a lie in the name of Jesus, knowing that there's deceit and there's lying. There's stealing and killing and destroying amongst the saints to tear down the house of God. I'm against it now. It's been exposed. It's been exposed and sent back. Prohibit the satanic manifestations and speak that divine abortive measures and miscarriages occur in the wombs of people. It is there. In the womb. Thank you, Jesus. Send a spirit of confusion among them. Yes, yes, I send an arrow into the mouth and burn it up. Case by case. Case by case. Get it out in the and the send it out of the bathroom. Disappoint the devices. They are crafted so their hands cannot perform. But they plan to. They can't perform. The enemy can't perform. Sanballat and Tobias, they cannot perform what they plan to do. Hallelujah. We will not faint. Hallelujah. We will not faint. We will not faint. We will not faint. I decree and declare that we will not faint. And our tongues will not be divided during this time. We overrule and overthrew. Overrule and overthrow. That's it. Overrule and overthrow. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Every setback, every sabotage that the enemy tries to bring against, hallelujah, every attack of retaliation. And it is so. And there will be no backlash. Hallelujah. Come against that spirit. And now speak the victory that we have as we go through, as you manifest yourself, Lord, as you manifest yourself in each and every one of us, hallelujah, as you manifest yourself, Father God, as you strengthen us, glory be to God, in this time, as you put your super on our natural and strengthen us against this spirit, this dangerous spirit that has trapped its way. It shall not destroy the fruits of her vine before its time. None of our fruit will fall from the vine before its time. We are being ripened by the goodness of God. Thank you, Lord. For the conference that will be here in San Antonio, I thank and praise you, Lord, that we have more than enough. You have brought the provision for the vision right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the vaults that are open unto us right now. People are coming from the north, the south, and the east and the west. People are coming with a right mind and a right heart. People are coming with finances to bless the kingdom of God. People are coming to leave new, tearing down and building up, putting new wine in old wineskins. People are coming. Thank you, Lord, for each speaker, hallelujah, that each speaker in their journey, hallelujah, each speaker in what you planted in their hearts to speak. Share to release the virtue you put in them. It will be like no other. Lord, I thank you for change. Hallelujah. We thank you that your plan will not be devoid. We come against anything that try to come against this conference. I thank you for the abundance. I see the sound of this abundance. Rain. We got rain. Get that out there, huh? Thank you for the rain that you've been giving us for the last couple of days in this time. But things were dry. You're building it back up in the super on your natural. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bless Prophetess Tina as she's the overseer of building the bridge. Thank you, Father. Thank you for Prophet. Thank you, hallelujah, for the fivefold ministry. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We cannot thank you enough. Glory be to God. You've exposed that spirit, Lord. And we thank you for it. We thank you that you covered us against deprivation. We thank you that our accounts are back in line. Glory be to God. Our accounts are lined up. We come against overdrafts. We come against short money in accounts. We come against this lie that the enemy's trying to put out there to the people. The enemy will not be able. We decree and declare the enemy will not be able to burn up our harvest.
2 Sanchez.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Christ Jesus, Lord, we just come giving you praise, honor, and glory, and we are giving you the highest praise, and the highest praise is hallelujah. So we're going to say hallelujah on today, Lord, hallelujah, because you are so deserving, Lord, hallelujah, of your praise. We thank you on today, Lord, hallelujah, because we thank you for the small things and the large things, Lord, hallelujah. Your word is so mighty to us, Lord, and your word says in James, I believe, 1:22, that we are not only supposed to be hearers of the word, but doers of the word. Help us on today, Lord, hallelujah, to excel in those areas, not just hear your word, but hear it intently. Help us to be able to listen, Lord, hallelujah, and then let the Holy Spirit, Lord, discern and give us revelation, Lord, hallelujah, so that we may be able to go out and then be doers of your word. We need you on today, Lord. Hallelujah. We need you in a mighty way. The believers, Lord. Hallelujah. We as believers need you on today, Lord. Hallelujah. In your word, it says that you did not give us the spirit of fear. I believe more than 365 times, Lord, in your word, it states that. That we are to fear not. We are not to fear in these days and times. But we are supposed to receive your power. Power, Lord, hallelujah. To speak things that are not as though they were. We are receiving the power, Lord, to speak to a mountain and it has to be removed. We have the power, Lord, hallelujah, to look at this enemy and tell this enemy you have to leave. You have to be gone. And it has to be that this enemy will be cast down to the pits of hell where it belongs. Oh, we're giving you glory on today, Lord. We're giving you glory, Lord. Hallelujah. We're giving you glory on today. And I'm praying, Lord, hallelujah, that we understand that faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Help us in our faith today to know that your word, is what we're going to hold on to. Glory to your name. Let us hold on to Yeshua on today. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Let us hear on today, Lord. Hallelujah. Let us hear what you have to say to us. Knowing who we are and whose we are. Knowing that we can do all things through our Savior. We can do all things, not some things, all things through Christ. Help us to hear your word, then be doers of your word. Know on today, Lord. Help us to know. Help us to receive on today. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for all those that you have placed, Lord, hallelujah, to preach your word, to teach your word. For in these days and times, Lord, hallelujah, we need to hear the teachers. That word in their hearts, Lord, hallelujah. To give, Lord, hallelujah. To those that believe, Lord, hallelujah. And going to do your work. Because the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Help us to be laborers on today, Lord, hallelujah. Help us to place your word in our hearts, Lord, hallelujah, because that's where you look at. You look into our hearts, Lord, hallelujah, and it's very important, Lord, hallelujah, that we protect our hearts on today. I thank you so much, Lord, hallelujah, for what you're doing, what you're about to do. The world has no place. Your kingdom come. Your kingdom come on this earth as it is in heaven. We're bringing your kingdom down to earth, Lord, hallelujah. And it's going to rule. And it's going to be higher than anything, Lord, hallelujah, that the enemy, Lord, hallelujah, tries to come against us. Your kingdom come. Your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Let it be so, Lord. Let it be so on this day. Let it be so. Let us go out and do your work, Lord, on this day. And forever give you the praise, honor, and the glory, Lord, that you deserve, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 The power. The spirit of love. Because you are love. So we go out doing your work. With the spirit of love that's in our hearts. Touching those, Lord, hallelujah. And letting them know. And letting them feel. That we're not just speaking. We're just not quoting the word. But we're doing it in love. We're reaching them in love. From heart to heart. We're touching, knowing that God can make a difference in those that do not believe. We're going out to them right now, Lord, hallelujah. We're speaking to them right now. We're praying for them right now. We have to pray without ceasing. And we're praying for them right now. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. We're praying for them right now. Help us to go out, Lord, hallelujah, and touch their lives right now. And let them know, hallelujah, that there is a God. A God that is the creator, created all things, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And he made everyone under his image. He made everyone in perfection. Help us to receive on today, Lord, hallelujah, your love. Strengthen our faith, Lord. You are wiser than we can imagine. But yet, Lord, hallelujah, you will give us, Lord, your wisdom liberally. You'll give us that understanding that we need. You give us her. Bless us on today, Lord, hallelujah. Help us be not only hearers of the word, but doers of the word. It's all there. It's all there. But we still need you. We still need to hear that word. We still need it to be preached to us because it says it in your word. To engulf power of that word in us, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make a difference. And make that difference. And make that difference in our lives and the lives of others. I thank you on today, Lord. I thank you on today for what you're about to do, what you're doing, and what you're about to do. Oh. The enemy has no chance. We bind him up, Lord, and all his deceptive ways, all the lying that he does, he has no power. Not on today. We rebuke him on today. You have your way, Lord. You have your way on today, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you so much, Lord. Hallelujah for what you do. I thank you for what you do. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on today. And we thank you. And we give you praise. And we give you honor. In Jesus' name, Yeshua. Amen, amen, and amen. Dear Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you right now. God, we come to say thank you for being our God, for being our Savior, for being our Redeemer, for being our strength, our provider, our protector. God, we thank you for bringing us to a new day. We thank you for keeping us in our right mind with the use and activities of our lives. We thank you, oh God, for loving us even when we don't love ourselves. We thank you, oh God, for providing all of our needs according to your riches and glory. I thank you, oh God, for Evangelist T, who has gone before me, Deacon Sanchez, oh God, that they brought their request before your throne. And left them at your feet, oh God, and in your hands. Father, I ask that you look on Evangelist Teasley right now. Strengthen her right now, oh God. You know her heart's desire, Father. Bless and keep her and her family, oh God.
Bless their going out and their coming in, oh God. Provide their every need right now according to your word, oh God. So you'll never see the righteous forsaken or their seed begging bread. Bring Deacon Sanchez before you, oh God. You know the situations in his life, Father. We ask that you touch right now. Touch right now, oh God. Strengthen him, oh God. Give him the holy boldness to stand before men and his family and declare your power and your word. I know you're able, oh Father. You said, ask and it shall be given. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. I bring them before you right now, Father. We need you, oh God. And I thank you for our overseer today. I said, Dr. LaRon Joseph Matthews, oh God. Father, help us to undergird the man of God that you've placed as the watchman over our souls for this season, for this time. And we bind the hand of the enemy that come against them, oh God. We ask that you strengthen him right now. Renew the virtue that's in his body that has left because he's working in the vineyard. God, we ask that you renew the strength in his body physically, oh God. His mind right now, oh God, pour into him your revelation knowledge and let us, oh God, follow him as he follows you. Look on his family, oh God, his earthly mother and father right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch their bodies, oh God. Send your healing power right now to raise them up, oh God. Strengthen their spiritual man, oh God. Let them continue to look to the hills which cometh to help coming from you that made the heaven and earth. God, we just thank you for being mindful of us. Heavenly Father, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you look on the virtual members, the covenant partners throughout the land, around the world, and your children that are calling on you, Abba, Father. They need you today, oh God. They need your strength. They need your power. They need your anointing to fulfill your in their lives, oh God. And only you can, Father. For we are weak, but thou art strong. We need you right now. Give us the strength, oh God. Take the crooked road and make it straight. But Heavenly Father, we ask right now, in the name of Jesus, that you shine the spotlight of heaven upon us right now. And if you find anything that's not like it, remove it right now and replace it with your love, oh God. And Father, forgive us, oh God, for any sins that we may have committed against that throne, sins of omission, sins of commission. Forgive us, oh God. Forgive us today, oh God. We ask that you set us on fire for you, Father. We do not want to be lukewarm in this season. We want to be on fire for you, oh God. We do not want you to spew us out of your mouth. We want to be on fire for you, oh God. Because it's not about us. It's about you and the commandments that you've given us to go to the highways and byways and compel them to come. Heavenly Father, we ask in the mighty name of Jesus that you look on those that are less fortunate than we are. Those that do not have a covering over their head to call home. Those, oh God, that are hungry. Father, we ask that those that are naked that you clothe right now. Bring the homeless into the shelter, oh God. Those, oh God, we ask that you feed them as you did in days of old. Oh God, with two fish and five loaves of bread. Those that are naked, clothe them right now, oh God. For they are your children. And we are concerned about our brethren right now. And Father, we ask that you look on the president, touch his mind right now, touch his body, strengthen him, oh God. Be in his thoughts and his decision-making, oh God. Touch, oh God, the vice president. Let her be the helpmeet to the president that you're calling for in this time. And let them remember, oh God, it's not about them, but it's about the people that they serve, the people that put them in office, your children, oh God. Let the decisions that they make, oh God, not be grievous to your people. Go on Capitol Hill right now. Look in the Senate. Look in the House of Representatives, oh God. We ask that you send the wind of correction through there right now. Put them on one accord, oh God. Remove malice and backbiting and lying, selfishness and greed right now, oh God. Remove it right now. That they may work together for the betterment of your people. We thank you for it, Father. We ask that you look on the state level, oh God, the governor, lieutenant governors, the House of Representatives there, on the local level, the mayors and the trustees and aldermen. Father, we need you to intervene right now. Lay your hand around right now, oh God. Show mercy on our government right now, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you, Father. We need you right now. So let us be the salt of the earth, oh God. Let us not lose our flavor, oh God. Let us not be trod on the foot, oh God. Let us be the light upon the hill that cannot be hid, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you go through the prison right now, through the hospital room, through the mental institutions and the nursing home for the forgotten, oh God. Let your presence be known. Let your presence be felt. And Father, we ask that you will send a word right now that will touch their hearts and take the scales from their eyes, so they may see the error of their ways and turn and ask, what must I do to be saved? Only you can do it, God. Or help us, oh Father, to lift you up, for you said you'd be lifted up to draw all men unto you. Let us, oh God, go forth to the highways and byways and tell of your goodness and your mercy. For we realize that all souls are yours, but the soul that sinners shall die. You told us to love our neighbor as ourselves. We're concerned for those, oh God, that don't even want to hear your name, and those who have gone cold, oh God. But we realize that your word is fulfilling, oh God. You said the love of many shall wax cold. Oh God, let us see the signs of the time. Let us be about your business. But we realize that you're on your way back, looking for a ready people. Not a people getting ready, but people who are ready without a spot or blemish. But we need your help today, oh God. We need you to stand by us, oh God, because you said you would. And we know that you're not a man that you should lie, but a son of man that you need to repent. You watch over your word to see to it that it performs what you said, because you send your word out and it will not come back to you void. We praise your name today, Father, for your mercy and your kindness toward us. And remember those, oh God, that are grieving today, whether through the pandemic, monkeypox, oh God, through natural disasters, through the violence. Love on your people, God. Let them know that there is a living God. Let your presence be felt right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. I bind the hand of Satan that come against these requests that have gone before your throne. Because you said if we bind something on earth, it will be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth will be loose in heaven. And we loose upon your children today. Steadfastness, faith, trust, perseverance, love, prosperity, oh God. We loose it upon your people in the name of Jesus. Father, look over the little children of the world and those who have guardianship over them. We ask that you touch their minds and their hearts and let them raise these children and the fear and admiration of you. For it is written, fear and admiration, oh God, is the beginning of wisdom. And we give these children to you. They're not our blood, but we give them back to you, oh God, for you to use, oh God, for your glory and the upbuilding of thy kingdom here on earth. We thank you, oh God, for this hour given us to come and praise your name. We thank you for the overseer that you placed over this line, We ask, oh God, that you bless him as never before. Give him a double anointing, oh God. Bless this line and let it reach far and wide. That's his written words, oh God. In his book, let it reach all of those masses out there. The radio waves will carry his word, oh God. As he said, speak those things that are not as though they were. We call it to fruition right now. That your people shall prosper. You said that they would, oh, even as their soul prosper. God, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for sending your son, our elder brother, through 42 generations, oh God, to win the battles already for us. We just have to walk in our authority, oh God. And we thank you for it this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we love you, God. We want to continue to serve you in spirit and in truth, because we walk by faith and not by sight. We stand on your word alone, because all of the ground is sinking sand. That's everyone, oh God, that's on the line today. You know what their situations are. You know what their needs are. Provide it for them, oh God, and strengthen them right now. Let them, oh God, face the giant in their lives, oh God. As you said, we're already more than a conqueror. We stand on your word, oh God. We bless your name today. And Father, we leave these requests in your hand, the hand that works all things out well. Because we know that you're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you need to repent. What you said will come to fruition. And we ask these things in the mighty master's name of your son, our elder brother, Jesus Christ. We decree and declare it so right now in Jesus' precious name. And it is so. It is so in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Bless the Lord today. Bless the Lord today. We bless the Lord today for our prayer warrior tonight. And on this day, we give God praise, glory, and honor. Thank you, prayer team on today, for praying and standing on the word of the Lord God. Those of you who are listening in, we bless the Lord for you, you, and you on today. Is there anyone that's listening in from the team today that the Lord gave you a word to release to the people on today? The prophetic word, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, word of encouragement, interpretation of the tongues. If the Lord give you all anything, those who pray today, if the Lord gave you anything for us at this time, we on the one conference line. The Lord gave you, if the Lord gave any of you all to release anything for the people of God, or even for myself, I'm going to give you opportunity to do that right now. You can hit star 6 and come in and release what God gave you for the people this time. If the Lord gave you anything.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Bless you on today, man of God.
Hallelujah.
Well, as I was praying yesterday, I spoke that the Lord spoke to me at 7:17 in the morning. And I know that comes back to manifestation, that to come against the spirit of Tobias. And for me, I know people have ministered on it and said different things, but he never has spoken that to me before in all the years that I can know of the different words, even going back into some of my journals. And so I began to seek him out, and he began to show me how this enemy has seeked, is attempting, we have spoken against it, attempting, thank you, Holy Spirit, to, we can be careful about when we say our things, that we are bringing it back, even though we prayed against it, hallelujah, and show me that in the flesh, but attempted to seep itself into the walls of the church, and we are the church, and he was letting me see how relentless, as I have spoken to you about that spirit as well, the enemy is, how relentless he keeps coming and driving and trying to find a way. And the enemy is upset because it did not get its way when it did some attacks on last month against the house of God and against his people and even against yourself. And he has shown me that, you know, in Isaiah also, he showed me in Isaiah 25 and 5 that like heat and drought, you subdue the uproar of aliens, these foreign spirits and all this mess that the enemy and his imps is trying to bring to tear down the work. And like heat by the shadow of a cloud, the song of the ruthless is silenced. And he also showed me that he's silencing it. He also showed me that there are more with us than with them, and that he also said to me that in Acts 18 and 10, for I am with thee, and no man shall sit on thee to hurt thee, for I have much people in the city. He has coverings for us in the natural and in the spirit, because he's not going to let the enemy tear down the work that is being done in the house of God and through each and every vessel that is standing in agreement with what God is having you to do in the ministry, as well as what he's calling us to do in the ministry, and that we will not be a toy in the hand of the devil. What does he say when we say a toy? Well, you will be fondled with. And if that sounds perverted to some of you, well, then you know what? It is, because to fondled with is an intimate thing that the enemy does and causes you to do things that you would not do in an orderly fashion or in an orderly manner. So God is saying that, you know, Tobias and Sanballat, they came against Nehemiah and they came against the work. And God had me to anoint myself today with the king's garment oil, because they were coming against the king in the work that was being done. And the God showed me that there was still holes. He said, at least 10 different occasions, the Jews living near our enemies warned us against the attacks on every side. And he sent people to guard the walls at his lowest places where there were still holes in it. My God. So we have to cover those holes. We have to prophesy and decree and declare and cover those holes so that the enemy cannot seep in and tear down the work, because he's angry because he didn't get his way. He's pissed off because he couldn't get his way. So I'm petitioning each and every one of you to pray, much prayer, much power, no prayer, no power, and don't let the enemy whisper in your ear. Don't let the enemy take you in places that you should not be going. Don't let the enemy cause deprivation, because he'll have you in the house of God worshiping and doing all kind of things, and yet he sits in and causing you to be in enmity with God. You know, just doing all kinds of sorts of things like it's holy, my God, like Jezebel, and it's not, because you're working with the enemy. So I pray, I really pray that you understand and walk in this truth, that you can walk out of this thing and not be hurt or harmed. As God said, there is more with us than with them. We just got to continue to keep praying and continue to release your sound into the atmosphere and denounce the work of the enemy, because he cannot have what's in your hand. God has a mighty hand that will keep us from the hurt and harm of this world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Bless you, woman of God. Thank you for that. Thank you for releasing that to us. Anyone else today? All right. Well, we bless the Lord today. There are many things that are transpiring, that is happening right now. And we have to continue to stay firm and steadfast in the things of the Father, continue to keep our mind focused in a time where there's so many breaches in the land against the kingdom of God and the people of God. We have to stay in that place where God's hand can be seen on us, in us, and through us, that the works of God may be manifest in the land. That's very important right now, especially where we are at in the body. My prayer in this season is that the men and women of God don't draw back because of what they're seeing, their experience, or what they're feeling, they continue to stay in the place of God and moving forward with all authority and power. It's very important that we stay in that place in the Lord and with the Lord. God needs every man and woman of God to stay, to be on their assignment, on the mandate for which he called us to be. We have to stay in that place, follow the instructions of the Lord, don't deviate from the course, and maintain our fellowship with him, maintain our relationship with him, and maintain the lifestyle that God called us to operate in for the kingdom of God. I end on this. It is important. There are many people that are speaking death, timing, and decreeing what God is going to do as it relates to judgment over people. One of the things the Lord spoke to my spirit, I believe very expressively in my meditation, is that there's certain things that are not going to happen until the people, until the replacement is ready. For example, there have to be a replacement for every great leader, for a leader that has failed. And if that man and woman of God does not have a replacement, no matter how much we pray or predict or talk and say, thus says the Lord, God's hand is very powerful. He renders every decision, he renders every case in the kingdom of God. Even though there's gross darkness upon the earth, God is not going to end a person because we are feeling the way we're feeling based upon what we see, what we view, and what we think. Things are done based upon the replacement in the earth realm. Then lots of people that are not spiritually developed, they're not ready, they're not mature, and they cannot replace some of these mantles in the earth realm. So therefore, God allowed people to hold position. And what he'll do, he'll raise up a leader to be in position, to be able to handle the mantle sound until such a time as God replaced a leader or a person in position. Whether he's breached the position out of the will of the position or reach a certain pivotal time in his life, God just doesn't come on because we saying God needs to judge people, take people out. The Lord is saying he's coming through like a rocket ship and going to take out everybody. That's based upon our feeling or our perception. It's so interesting how so many people can get a breakthrough and delivered, and they can be finally free, and they can pronounce judgment on everybody else. And God is looking at them. I didn't judge you, or I didn't take you out in your mess. But why do you want to pray and predict somebody else to be taken out? Because you reached a place of being favored, but yet you're still flawed. But believers, we have to continue to stay in that place of God. We got to trust the Lord and our walk with him and our relationship with him, not be moved by our emotional fixation, what we feel or presume or guess, but be able to operate in the obedience and the plan of God for our life on today. If anyone want a copy of today's teaching and the word of the Lord God that was released, you can do that via you can do it via a conference line. You can do it via Blog Talk Radio. You can get a copy of it via Blog Talk Radio. It's available to you over on Blog Talk Radio, no charge to you. You can go over there and have a copy of the prayer and let it be a blessing to you. Elder, did you want to say something? Brother Hunter, did you want to say something? All right. If you want to be a blessing to the ministry, you can do that.
No, sir.
God bless you. Okay. Did someone else wanted to say something before?
Yes, sir. My brother, bless you as well.
God bless you.
How are you doing
today? Well,
good
wonderful
to hear your voice.
Woman of God. Bless you. Likewise, good to hear from you too, Kingdom Leader. Bless
your father told me to get on the line. I was listening to the woman of God on the blog talk, and I'm not able
Amen.
To get on the line because we have prayer at the same time in the morning
Amen.
As well as in the afternoons. And so as she was talking, I heard the same thing that he told me to pray. That's a few minutes
Amen.
Ago.
Yes.
The spirit of Sanballat and Tobias, rebuke it for the lives of
Amen.
His sons and daughters. And as I was just kind of reading and giving the word that he said for me to give, he says, behold, the tabernacle in Revelation, the third chapter, it says, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. The tabernacle of God is with men. And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be and be their God. We become the tabernacle of witness. We allow the Father to put his spirit in us. There's nothing that will stop the people of God. This is the mystery of Christ and the church, concerning Christ and the church. We must know who we are. We must know who we are. I thank God for what I heard. I received that word, and he had me to pray the same prayer, woman of God. God bless you for your obedience, for hearing. And
bless you.
Two different times, two different places, two different people. I don't even know what city you're
Amen.
In. So God bless you. Love you, my brother, always. I keep
Likewise, love you too, my sister. God bless you.
But my
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, it's good to hear you all today. Good to hear you all. And focus. I am really, really overwhelmed with what the things the Father has destined for me to do. It's such a great time to be in the face of the Father. It's such
yeah,
a great time.
Absolutely.
And if people are not, if you are, if this is the wrong season not to know who you are in the kingdom. The
yeah.
wrong season not to know who
yeah.
you are in the kingdom. Is the word says the harvest is ripe, the laborers are few. Are you therefore that the Lord of the harvest will send forth more laborers? It's important for us to labor with him. Because if we don't labor with him, we won't reign with him. God bless you, my brother. God bless you today. Bless
Amen.
You, my
God bless you, too. Amen. And one of the things the Lord said, you're in the right season, but you listen. He said, you're in the right season. But it's a danger to listen to the wrong people. We're in the right season, but it's a danger to listen to the wrong people. We got a lot of wrong people speaking to us in the right season. A lot of people in the right season, but you're listening to the wrong people. And the wrong people making you feel like, man, well, I'm missing God. You ain't missing God. You're in the right season, just listening to the wrong people. Yeah. Thank you, woman of God, for sharing that. Angela Taylor, bless you. Appreciate you on today as well. I'm going to God. Thank God for the prophetic accuracy of the word of God in prayer on time in the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. Anyone else today? Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Well, people of God, thank God for you all today. Thank you for those who are praying for my family, continue to keep my family in prayer, one of my siblings in prayer. Her name is Suzanne Johnson. Keep her in your prayer. Appreciate that. Continue to keep her family in your prayer as well. Thank God for those who have been praying for me in this season. May the Lord continue to navigate you and guide you. We just bless the Lord for his presence and his power and the mighty thing that the Lord is doing in this season of the kingdom, the ministry. We thank God for it on today. Thank you, God. It's very important that we continue to stay in that great place with the Lord and that his will be done. Patience is a very powerful virtue in this month. Many things are happening and many things are coming forth. And get not strange because of the fiery darts that are coming. Yeah. But God has given us the ability and the strength to handle what's here, what's to come. In Jesus' name. All right, people of God. Administrator Rita Bryant, any final words over there, woman of God?
God bless you, man of God. God bless everyone that's listening in. On the line on this afternoon, please, if you will, keep these dates in mind that Dr. Matthews is on his way to Atlanta, Georgia, August 19th and the 28th, August 19th to the 21st and August the 28th, Georgia, September 11th, Chicago, Illinois, September 16th through the 17th, San Antonio, Texas, the Bridging the Gap, Birthing the Love Conference, hosted by very own Prophet Tina Rice, September the 23rd through the 24th. The location, Detroit, Michigan, Dr. Matthew.
They haven't given it to us just yet. I know it's in Southfield, Michigan.
Okay. And October the 28th through the 30th is the Family Values Conference 2022 and the birthday celebration October 31st for Dr. Lamont Matthews. If you'd like to know more about these announcements, please feel free to give us a call at 877-912-2027. And don't forget about the Love Sunday. We've adopted the Love Sunday in every month. On the third Sunday is a Love Sunday for Dr. Lamont Matthews. And if you desire to bless the man of God or the ministry, you can do so by going to the website at WeRestoreTheLetterU.org. You can cash app at @RFPIM, or you can go to Zelle at WeRestoreYou@Yahoo.com. God bless you, Dr. Matthews.
Thank you, Ms. Jennifer. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That is good. All right. Thank you, Minister of Biden. We're going to have that information forthcoming. Amen. All right, people of God, well, continue to stay in that place of God, joining the drive-by with the prophet. Thank God for the great prayer warriors and leaders that God has been using to release the oil of the Word of God on Tuesday night in our services. We got great, powerful leaders that God has blessed us with. We're thanking God for them and their sensitivity and their obedience to the Word of God. We appreciate that today. Thank you for the men of God of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry praying with us today. Thank you, men, servants. They're going to be praying even more, standing with us. We thank God for them. We honor the Lord for what he's doing in them and through them. And we thank God for each and every one of you all. Thank to God. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom and yakod is my prayer for you on today. God bless you.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive-By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International, Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews. Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews. The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestoreU, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com. Or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.